May Jesus Christ be praised, and may his Holy Mother pray for us. There is urgency in the message. There is urgency in the call of the Lord. Jonah and Paul proclaim that the time of transformation is at hand. Nineveh will be destroyed. The world as we know it is passing away. There is urgency in the message. There is urgency in the call of the Lord. Everything else must wait. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of the visitation of our God. The people of Nineveh heard the voice of a prophet. The people of Corinth heard the voice of an apostle. The fishermen, Simon and Andrew, James and John, heard the voice of the Son of God. They heard the announcement of the time of fulfillment. They heard the proclamation of the kingdom of God. They heard the call to repentance and the call to believe in the gospel. And then the Lord Jesus called them to follow him. There is urgency in the message. There is urgency in the call of the Lord. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of the visitation of our God. Today is the day to respond. The people of Nineveh heard the preaching of Jonah, and they proclaimed a time of repentance. They turned away from their sins. They turned away from their idols, and they turned toward the living God. They proclaimed a day of repentance, and they received the day of salvation. The fishermen heard the preaching of the kingdom and the call to follow Jesus, and the fishermen immediately left their nets to follow the shepherd. There is urgency in their response. There is urgency in the response to the call of the Lord. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of the visitation of our God. The people of Nineveh, the people of Corinth, and the fishermen on the Sea of Galilee heard the urgency of the message. They heard the urgency in the call of the Lord. They heard the voice that they could not ignore, and they heard the invitation that they would not reject. There was urgency in the message, and there was urgency in the response. It was the day of salvation and the day of the visitation of our God. There is urgency in the message for us too, dear brothers and sisters. There is urgency in the call of the Lord. Like the people of Nineveh, we are invited to turn away from our sins and from the idols of the world that invite our worship. We are invited to turn toward the Lord. Like the people of Corinth, we are invited to live in this world, mindful that our true homeland is in the next. And like the fishermen of Galilee, we are invited to leave our nets and walk with the Lord Jesus. For today is the day of salvation. Today in this Eucharist is the day of the visitation of our God. Amen.